Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Right, that's time for us to get into our next segment, and the pastor is already standing by to give us some perspective on today's question. Good afternoon to you once again. Thank you very much for tuning in. My name is Nayelu Pondwana. Let's synchronize our watches. My time is 15 and a half minutes before 1. We're getting into our next conversation. Remember, this next conversation is called Ask a Pastor. And we always find a pastor who's going to be capable enough to answer your questions. And all these questions you send, I undertake. My undertaking is purely to ask your question as best as I can. The idea is so that you can get the benefit of the full answer. I'll ask the question to the pastor will answer the question, and I'll try and give all the follow-up questions so that the pastor can be able to give you a fuller understanding of what we're talking about. Mfundisi, who's joining us for this week, is Pastor Justice Mong. We're giving us some perspective. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you and to all the listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So my question for today is, should churches provide mental health resources for members, including counseling?
The short version of the answer is yes, churches should provide mental health support, including counseling.
Okay. Give us the long version, Funis. I'm curious because we're going to go to the Bible though. So I'm looking forward to the fuller answer. Go ahead, Funis.
Look, we know from the writings of John, we know from the life of Christ whilst he was on earth, he cared about human health.
Right.
He spent time intervening where he needed to intervene, bring back the dead to life. He says, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly.
Right.
For me, that speaks to the quality of life that he wants us to live.
Right.
As we would have seen him healing the sick.
Yeah.
And delivering the spirit oppressed people.
Right, right. So
now,
yeah, go ahead.
I think it is important for us to think of mental health as health as well. In other words, mental health is just as significant as physical health is. And a holistic approach to health assists. And where I worship, the church emphasizes the question of health.
Right.
That we need to live a healthful life.
Right.
Lifestyle, and the church spends a lot of money healing the sick,
right?
You know, providing medical care. And if I should add, that medical care include psychiatric medical care as well.
Right, right. I'm glad you're putting it in that fashion, that we're talking about health in all its facets. I'm curious, I mean, all the various forms of health that we have seen Christ attending to, do we have any instances where Christ attended to any ailment by way of counseling?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. No, I can't think of any.
Right.
At this stage. But when we think about the demoniac,
right,
who was by the graveside harming himself with stone, that's what with stones.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says.
At the Gardens.
And yes.
Yes.
Then the Bible says after Christ delivered him, he was now in his right mind.
Right.
Now, there can be a debate of whether that was purely a mental health case, or it's a mental health issue where the demons or the spirits had attacked his mind.
Right.
And made him do things that he wouldn't do in his right mind.
Right.
But we see that restoration and the intervention by the Lord, it brought him back to his right mind, where he was able to make correct judgment.
Yes.
Like that he should cover himself.
Yeah.
Dress up properly.
Yeah. So that instance, Mfundisi, I'm glad you're mentioning, you're using that example. That instance is cited in scripture as a process that never involved the demoniac at the Gadarenes. It was only God answering a prayer of a demon. The demon says, "Please do not destroy me now. It's not yet my time. Please take me out to those pigs." And Jesus speaks only to the demon. There is no time where the demoniac himself prayed and sought counseling. So I'm not quite sure how we would cite that example as an example of counseling, because there Jesus was not even talking to the demoniac. He was talking to the demon, not the demoniac.
Oh, I like that accent right there. Listen, I think that at the end of what you have just described, the man was delivered. Health was restored
right.
to the man that remained with Christ.
Absolutely.
And we also know that in the process of him casting out the spirit, the man's mind was restored. And when that remark that says he was now in his right mind,
right.
it helps us to understand that he had no control of his mental processes.
Yeah.
That is where the spirits had situated themselves and taken over his cognitive abilities. So when Christ responds to the demons, remember the demons first proclaimed him as the Christ. And then Jesus decides to confront the demons directly.
Right.
He does that for the sake of the man who had lost the capacity to ask for help himself.
Okay.
For me, it speaks to his compassion. Yes, there is no attempt to situate that in a counseling room.
Right.
Now, Jesus was not doing counseling there.
Right.
But he did. My emphasis is that he wanted the man to be in his right mind.
Right.
And
right.
for that to happen, he had to cast out the spirit.
Right, right. Mfundisi, I totally agree with you, and you are absolutely correct. I won't even dare challenge what you're saying, because it is absolutely true. The Bible bears you out. But the question of the inquirer that we're trying to answer today is speaking to the issues that are resolved by way of counseling, mental health.
Right.
Is the pastor suggesting that demon possession is, or mental health problems are a sign of demon possession?
Nope.
Okay.
I was saying earlier that our mental health, rather our health programs as a church
right.
emphasizes on the holistic wellness of the human being. What we need to understand also is how mental health issues can affect one's physical health, and one's physical health can affect their mental health. The two right. are intertwined.
Very well.
There is a concept that's referred to as psychosomatics, if I may put it that
right,
way.
Right, right.
Where there is there is unwellness of both the mind and the body.
Right.
And that which manifests in the mind as mental unwellness can affect the body.
Right.
One best way for me to demonstrate that would be a disorder that is called mental conversion disorder.
Okay.
Now, when somebody is struggling with conversion disorder, they are having a mental problem, usually of a depressive nature. And the anguish that they go through in their minds, in their mental space,
right,
and transferring to very real physical painful experiences.
Right.
So the doctor, the medical doctor, may come with medicine and treat the pain. But then, once the drug fades away,
right,
the pain comes back.
Right.
And quite often it will compel the doctor to have to use the last number in pain control medicine, which has got terrible side effects physically.
Yeah.
So in a situation like that, you need mainly the counseling and the psychiatric treatment, combination of both.
That's what I'm trying to get to, Mfundis. We don't have that in our scriptures. While we may have it in our churches as denominations, but our faith doesn't have anything closely resembling that. Jesus never counseled anyone. There's no evidence of anyone ever attending a counseling session with the Apostle Paul or Peter, for that matter. Even in marital counseling situations that we have no mirror situation in the Bible. No couple in the Bible ever went through counseling, marital counseling or premarital counseling or, you know, remedial. Nothing. This idea of counseling as we do it in churches is a wonderful idea, but surely we must concede it's an unbiblical one, isn't it?
You are really killing me with the premarital counseling and counseling marital. Well, maybe Christ was not a psychologist.
Yes. Yes.
There are many things he was not. But look, what we can tell is that he had an interest on mental health.
Right.
Like we have already indicated. And the wisdoms that he gave to us here on earth to help people in need, it's the wisdom that comes from him, the knowledges, including the medical knowledges that we have.
Right.
It's God gifting us with the ability to intervene in a helpful way to other people who are in need.
Right, right.
We must say that you can actually get a PhD in Christian counseling.
Mm.
So where we do the counseling, when we use Christian counseling approach, we use the scriptures to help people cope with the difficulties that they have in, whether we call it their spirit, their mind, or their heart.
Mm.
So in as much as we may not be having the methodology of counseling spelled out in the church, but we do have scriptures that are very helpful in assisting people in their struggles with mental health.
Right, right. So
if I may just make a quick example here.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the things that depression does is to take away our hope.
Right.
And throw us into a hopeless, bottomless abyss.
Right.
But then we can work with a patient who's struggling with that and go on to raise the promises of God, the assurances of God, and help them find God's love and therefore hope based on his promises.
Okay.
You hear David saying, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
right,
I shall fear no evil. So he's speaking to an experience of going through shadows or darkness or even a sense of death.
Right, right.
But he then turns and he says, the assurance of God's presence when he's going through that patch makes a difference for him.
Okay.
And what it does, he says it takes away fear.
Okay.
Another word that we use in the science of psychology today will be anxiety. People struggling with anxiety disorders, which are mental health issues. And that anxiety, put in simple English, it's fear. It's just a particular type of fear.
Okay.
So we can deal with that by appealing to the scriptures, reassuring the individual that God has the ultimate control over the affairs of their lives if they would let him do.
Yeah.
And that way restore hope.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No, I take that. I take that, Mfundis. Perhaps I should invite you, Mfundis, for us to talk about the idea of bridging the gap between psychology and the scriptures. You're saying you have some valuable and useful scriptures that help you in your process of counseling people. Perhaps we will invite you for a 2-hour conversation. We sit down and we dissect it, and you take us through it on a different day, but not today. Thank you very much, Mfundis.
It's okay. Thank you. And again, may God bless your ministry there.
Oh, God, yeah. Thank you very much, Mfundis. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Take care.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.